Very good morning, Joanna Ludbrook.
Good morning, Catherine.
Fleur Beale has a new book out. It is called The Calling.
Thank you. It's a very thought-provoking historical fiction chapter book by the highly regarded New Zealand author Fleur Beale. It's not her regular sort of disturbing young adult genre. It's for maybe a slightly younger age group, 9 up, but a very, very interesting story of New Zealand history. It starts in Morrisville, just north of Masterton, about 1891. So the young Molly Conway at 12 promises her dying mother she'll become a nun. Her father and four brothers are Methodists, and at 15, when her father brings home a new wife who refuses to have a Catholic in the house, young Molly is cast out. Clearly that was something at the time. Aware of the religious tensions. Molly makes her way to Jerusalem on the Whanganui River, where Mother Aubert is running her convent. And we follow her over the next few years as she trains as a novice. She can't proceed up the ranks because her father won't give his permission. So she's forced at times to return home to keep helping out her ailing stepmother, who hates her. She later moves to Wellington. She eventually takes up nursing training, but always torn between this promise to her mother to become a nun and her father's determination that she'll marry. So at Jerusalem, she enjoys a strict routine life. There's a lot of laughter and friendship. She's cared for, and she learns te reo Māori and tikanga through the local Māori population, which is a whole new world for her. She also helps Mother Aubert make her medicines from native plants and receives basic nursing training, which sets her up in later life. So this is Mother Susanna Aubert. She's called Mother Mary Joseph, who is buried at the Sisters of Compassion home in Island Bay, and Wellington people probably know that well. It can be seen as a story about the people in your life who help shape your decisions. She meets wonderful, warm people, and some awfully hard people along the way. But she sees good, she tries to see good in everyone, and she recognises kindness. There's a pivotal quote in the book which I liked. Mother taught me to respect people who had a strong faith, no matter what it was. We were never to try to change anyone's faith, we just had to see God in them, which was a sensible piece of advice. And I know while we have a secular education here, and this is a very Catholic book, I'd love to see it being discussed in schools.
Well, it's also about that friction that so many generations went through between Protestant and Catholic, which was strong here as it, you know, was in other parts of the world. And it's also about the constraints on women's lives.
Exactly.
And actually on men's lives in the church. You know, you were the one who's going to be the brother, or you were the one who's going to be the priest. So it's actually a real insight into an era of New Zealand.
That's right. As historical fiction, it's extremely well researched, but the subtitle is Torn Between Duty and Desire, sums it up exactly.
Right.
Yes. It just raises so many points for discussion through that subtitle, all the dilemmas that Molly faced. So the research is extraordinary. So it's a true historical fiction style, but New Zealand, which is fantastic for our schools. We gain a rich insight into the life at that time. There is the harshness of the Victorian father's attitudes, but you learn about the food and the clothing and the daily tasks and the attitudes towards sons and daughters. But every chapter begins with a little reference paragraph. I don't know what you call it, but it's a little paragraph that is referenced, and it might relate to the church or to society. It might be a recipe for jam. It might be how to make your boots waterproof, which is really useful. But it's fully referenced, and it references Te Ara, the directory of the Daughters of Our Lady of Compassion. It might be a letter to the editor of the local paper at that time. And the author acknowledges strongly the biography of Suzanne Aubert by Jessie Munro.
So it's very, very thoroughly done.
Very thorough.
Is it a good story?
It's a fantastic story. I loved it. She's a resilient, resourceful girl. She's not feisty, but she's a determined achiever. And while it's got a lot of religion in it, it's totally appropriate. And I actually learnt quite a lot from it. The writing seems effortless, as you sort of expect from Fleur Beale, but in the acknowledgements there's a delightful thanks to Fleur's daughter and niece for their helpful criticism. She says, it's okay, I've got over the ditching of 70,000 words.
Wonderful.
So she's clearly rewritten it, and it's superb.
Thank you, Joanna. Joanna Ludbrook's reviewed The Calling by Fleur Beale, published by Penguin Random House, $20 the price. You're of the Chicken and Frog Books in Featherstone, just a bookstore in Featherstone. And do you want to give a quick plug to the book? Is there a festival on?
Yes, this weekend, the Featherstone Booktown Karukatea Festival, 6th to 9th of May. We have about 55 events with over 90 participants, from panel discussions to authors, bookmaking, printing workshops.
It's all on.
It's going to be busy.
It's all on in Featherstone. Yes. Thank you very much.